0289 033 105. I want to speak to Paul Montgomery. I want to speak to Paul about something entirely different, because I'd organised to have a chat with him at this time of the day. He's a fundraiser at the Stroke Association. Good morning, Paul.
Hey, Frank, how's it going?
I'm very, very good, Paul. Now, you're hoping that people are going to give some consideration to a particular run that you're organising.
That's right. We're talking about the Stroke Association's Resolution Run. It takes place on the 24th of February. That's a Sunday morning, up in Belfast at Upper Malone, at Queen's Sport. And it's all about your resolutions. And set, you know, last week we all set our resolutions, and this week you probably need a wee bit of help in keeping them. And so we reckon that 24th of February could be a really good goal to help you stick to your New Year's resolutions. 7 weeks away. And this event is a walk, a jog, or a run. You don't need to be an experienced runner for this one. It's a 5 or 10K route. And it's all about trying to reduce your risk of stroke as well. That's what we're hoping you to aim for.
It's good advice, especially this time of year, and people trying to restructure their timetable or their diary to include some fitness and exercise in their plans. And the really serious issue is stroke avoidance, and even gentle forms of exercise can help our bodies, can't it?
Well, we all need to do more than before, Frank. But we've just had some research through, and it's a bit of a no-brainer, to be honest. But physical activity can significantly reduce your risk of stroke. But the thing that we've realised now is that it can reduce it by 20%. You know, if you get out and get active, that's 20% less likely that you could take a stroke. And you know, that's a big thing. So, I mean, what we're encouraging people to do is to get out 3 or 4 times a week, get into a new routine, do maybe half an hour of exercise 3 or 4 times a week, and then, of course, keep it up afterwards. But the exercise we're talking about here, they class it as moderate to intense exercise. Now, moderate could be walking, but it's the sort of exercise that can help you break into a sweat. So you need to break into a sweat maybe 3 times a week, half an hour's exercise, and then keep it up. And this run, like I say, it's 7 weeks away. And so that gives you a bit of time between now and then to get into that routine. And, you know, once you take this in small chunks, you get used to it, then after the 24th of February, you'll be able to keep that up and keep your risk of stroke that little bit lower.
And just very briefly, if people do want to register their interest and get involved in your particular run and the plans for those runs, tell us where to go, Paul.
Absolutely. It's at resolutionrun.org.uk, and it's the Stroke Association's Resolution Run on Sunday the 24th of February here in Belfast.
Lovely job, Paul. Thank you from the fundraising team at Stroke Association. Get involved, and indeed there's a possibility that you'll feel a little bit healthier. I should have asked, Paul, are you still there, Paul?
I'm still here.
I'm just trying to figure, is there a slight northwestern hint to your accent?
So I'm born and bred in Cumber, so it's not northwestish, but there's probably a wee bit of Ballymoney, wee bit in there. It's in some shapes and forms.
You've some relatives up there, do you?
That's right. That's Granny's neck of the woods, Ballymoney.
I think your granny has influenced you. You don't sound like a posh Cumbrian to me. But thanks, Paul. Thank you.
Brilliant, Frank. Thanks a lot. Take care.